Next year, Uptown Normal will be getting a new place to eat, a dozen of them to be exact. The R Marketplace Food Hall will be a first-floor tenant of the new Trail East building when it opens in 2020. 10 to 15 different local food vendors will share a space that's part restaurant, part small business incubator. GLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell talks to owner Vivian Doctora about her plans and what it's like to be a woman of color running her own business.
So the concept we're bringing to Uptown Normal, it's a food hall concept. So the easiest way to kind of describe or to explain to people who are not familiar with food hall is that it's very similar to a food court. But the difference, unlike a food court, is that food court is usually in the mall. It's usually there to feed like shoppers who are hungry. So it's usually fast and very chain type of restaurant or food type. Where a food hall is that your focus is on your food. I usually tell people it's a little bit more elevated up in terms of the offering. It's more unique. And the focus, again, like I said, is in the food. So what we are, our project is going to be 80% food offering and then 20% product offering. So that's the reason why we call it a marketplace versus a food hall. Another thing I want to call out is that our marketplace is going to be all the businesses in there is going to be locally owned. Versus like a chain restaurant. So you won't see like a Panda Express or a Chick-fil-A in there. They're all locally owned businesses that are from the Bloomington Normal area and the surrounding area.
So about how many vendors will there be?
So the venue, we're going to be in the first floor of the Trail East project they're building in Uptown. The space is roughly about 13,000 square feet. It's rather large. It really depends on the size of the each independent merchant is going to have. So it could house roughly between 10 and 15 vendors because we need to leave spaces for common seating area. The idea is to want to create an environment experience where people feel like it's a gathering place. So we'll be provide common seating area for people to enjoy the food or just hang out and what have you. So
your new food hall called Our Marketplace will be located inside a new Trail East building in Uptown Normal. Why there? Why was that a good location for you?
I am an ISU alumni. I went to ISU. I'm a 96 graduate. And my husband and I always wanted to own our own businesses. We kind of move around. We live in Bloomington, and we live in California and Virginia, different places around the country. And we always love food and enjoy food. Since 2014, we went back to California and visited a friend of ours, and we came across the Packing District. We visited, we really love it because of the idea, the atmosphere of different food offering all in one roof. We really liked the vibe. We didn't really think any of it until maybe 2017, the summer. I kind of get something in my head and saying, we have to do this. So we kind of started to birth the project kind of summer of 2017, and we started to look at locations, where's the venue, is the right. We look at downtown Bloomington, we look at various places, and we were able to present our concept and idea to Uptown Normal, the Town of Normal City Council, not the City Council, but Town of Normal, and they really loved the idea. It really is a partnership between the Town of Normal and us as where we find the location and where it is. So
what do you think would make this venue stand out from other businesses nearby, especially to ISU students who are always on campus, always around, that loves to find food and places to go to eat? Like, how would this definitely appeal to them, and how would this make it stand out?
So several things, several factors. In addition to the food offering and the product offering within the marketplace, we'll also have a farm stand in there. So the farm stand concept is to provide basic grocery item for students who live on campus or live around Uptown who not necessarily have a car or wanted to drive to like a Jewel Osco to get basic grocery. That would be a good place for them to grab some basic grocery item from a local farmers or what have you. That would be one benefit, I would say, that will bring to the table. Another benefit, as I mentioned before, is going to be local business. So these are not food that you find in other maybe places that you go to, because there's some uniqueness to the offering because it's all locally owned. I think it's the atmosphere and the environment. Bloomington Normal is an interesting town and city, and I went to school here. It's because of ISU and Illinois Wesleyan, the school, so you have some student vibe and you also have a family vibe. So the concept and the atmosphere we want to create it is that we want students to feel like they want to come in and doesn't feel like it's a place it's too expensive for me to go to. And we also want family to come in and feel like this is a place for them. Really, we want to build a place based on the makeup of the community.
What kind of vendors will be there?
Yeah, so we're still in the recruiting process as far as recruiting independent merchants to kind of be part of the project. But we're looking as a mix of like a product offering, I guess, as you will. We actually have been partnering with some of the students here at ISU to do a lot of marketing research. And some of those research also reviews some of the needs of what students are looking for from a food offering standpoint. We'll definitely kind of consider that and strive to provide that mix of products offering in the marketplace. But again, we're still in the process of recruiting, so I can't really tell you specifically what kind of food offering will be in the marketplace. But that's one of the things. I think the marketplace really would be, the farm stand will really be a good addition, that things that we don't have. I think the closest grocery store walking distance, if you can call it a grocery store here in Uptown, is CVS.
So here in Bloomington Normal, we know that there's not many women or people of color or minority business owners in the area. So what does it mean to you to be a woman, to be a person of color, and to be a minority in this area and be a business owner? Like, what does that mean to you? Is that significant to you?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a huge, it's a dream that kind of sort of come true in a way. My husband and I always wanted to own our own businesses. So we're both immigrants. Not only are we a minority, we're both immigrants. We want to call Bloomington Normal our town, our community, and just have the ability to be able to open a business with that background is huge, and probably couldn't have done it without the support of, you know, people that help us to get to where we at. So, yeah, I mean, if I can pat myself on the back, which I probably don't do it very often as a female or even a minority, is that it's not easy to open a business. So be able to do that, I think, is huge.
What's been the hardest part?
I think unlike other small business owner, if you talk to them, they may probably share the same experiences that we have, is that a lot of time, even if you go look for a job, they look for experience, right? What have you done to ensure that you're going to be successful in a job or what have you? Same as opening a business. Everyone's going to look at you and say, do you have any experience doing that? How do you know you're going to be successful? I wish I had that answer in a crystal ball to say, absolutely, I can guarantee you. So I think one of the challenges, the hurdle that we get through is that one, we never own, quote unquote, a business. We don't have any experiences of running a food hall. So I think getting financing from a financial institute, your traditional financial institute, has been a challenge for us. Finding the right location is another challenge for us. Where will be the best place that we should have the food hall that attract people in the community and we know that people will go to? So that another challenge is in itself. So that's the reason why it takes, it started in 2017 in the summer. If you think about it, it's been a year and a half of a making, and we're probably not opening up until August of 2020. So you add all those timelines together, it takes a good 2-3 years to even get something in place. Granted, this is a rather large project, but yeah, I think experiences, not having experiences, as well as trying to get financing has been quite a challenge for this particular project. But I think I would venture to say that it'll be pretty similar to other small business owner as well.
That's our Marketplace food hall owner, Vivian Doctorow, with GLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Construction of the Trail East building will begin later this year. Farnsworth Group, which designed the building, will be one of its biggest tenants. This is Sound Ideas.